The Mark Lemire case, the latest attack on freedom of speech by the Canadian Human Rights Commission. I had a long conversation with Mark Lemire on Wednesday evening, December 19, 2012. For those not familiar with his name, Mark Lemire is the one and only man to ever win a case against the Canadian Human Rights Commission. Until Lemire was hauled before this kangaroo court, the Canadian Human Rights Commission had a 100% conviction rate. It's really not that hard when the truth is no defense, and the judge can disallow any evidence you present without justifying that action. Anyway, there was a development in his case this week that does not bode well for the rights and freedoms of all Canadians. Mark Lemire just happens to be the person being terrorized in this particular manner today. It's important to remember a few things about Mark Lemire's case. 1. As soon as Mark Lemire was made aware of the complaints against him, he removed the offending material from his website. 2. Despite the offending material being removed from the internet, the Canadian Human Rights Commission refused to drop the case against Mr. Lemire. 3. Repeated attempts by Mark Lemire and his lawyer Barbara Kulaschka at mediation with the CHRC was refused. This wasn't about remediation, as the law says, but about silencing individuals with whom the CHRC disagrees. 4. Mark Lemire was found guilty of a single infraction. That infraction was for a post on his website that he did not create and contained an article written by an American author. Mark Lemire had nothing to do with the offending post other than to host the website it was on. 5. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal in Mark Lemire's case admitted that Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act is unconstitutional. 6. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal in Mark Lemire's case refused to administer the penalty against him because they knew it was unconstitutional. 7. The Canadian Parliament has already repealed Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act. It's waiting for the Canadian Senate to pass it as well, which will happen early this coming year, and then Section 13 will be repealed. 8. Despite all these facts, the boneheads at the CHRC are now pushing for a lifetime ban on Mark Lemire's freedom of speech, while they still can. They're desperate to implement their ban on Mark Lemire while this atrocious law is still on the books. Once Lemire is stripped of his freedom of speech by a federal court order, it won't matter if Section 13 is repealed or ruled unconstitutional. The lifetime ban will still apply. That's wrong on so many levels, I don't even know where to begin. Mark Lemire is now battling for his and our right to freedom of speech on two fronts. First, at the Federal Court of Appeals, where he's appealing the finding of Justice Mosley. Mosley found that Section 13 was constitutional, but that Section 54, the penalty clause, was not. It's an absurd decision and one that Mark Lemire is fighting to overturn with his appeal. Lemire has also filed a 240-page motion to the Federal Court of Appeals, requesting a stay of the earlier federal court ruling so the Canadian Human Rights Commission cannot issue that lifetime free speech ban against him. Second, at the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, where Lemire will fight the proposed lifetime ban. If freedom of speech is important to you, then please give generously to Mark Lemire's Legal Defense Fund. He desperately needs your help as he fights for the right to freedom of speech for all Canadians. You can donate with your check via Canada Post, payable to Mark Lemire, Attention Free Speech Legal Defense Fund, 762 Upper James Street, Suite 384, Hamilton, Ontario, L9C3A2. If you would prefer to give online, please send your donation via PayPal by clicking the link on this site. Anyone giving $50 or more to Mark Lemire's Legal Defense Fund will receive a digital copy of Lemire's book, Dismantling Tyranny. Remember, the choice is free speech or approved speech. If Mark Lemire loses this case, Canadians will forever be subjected to approved speech by the minions of the state. That is not the kind of Canada I want to live in, and I hope you feel the same. Support Mark Lemire's fight for our right to freedom of speech without government intervention.